All right, I want you to do something good for yourself today. I want you to go to SteveGruber.com, and I want you to click on that Wolverine contest button. I want you to do this because you'll have a chance to win a $2,700 reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine, Michigan's premier water treatment company here in Michigan. They serve the whole state. They can serve you a reverse osmosis water treatment system, the best choice you'll ever make for your home, for your office, for your cabin up north, whatever it is. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on that contest button for Wolverine. It's at the top left of the homepage there. You will have a chance to get a free water test and enter the contest, and I hope you win. Do it now. Shifting gears, taking a deep cleansing breath. My next guest coming in with popcorn and butter caked under his fingernails, because that's what he does for a living. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks. What's up?
Oh, you know, it's the dog days of it's August. Can you believe that?
Yes, I heard that. Beat goes on. But listen, there's still 2 months of summer left, okay?
Right. You know, and with that in mind, is Disney just going to take the rest of the year off? I think it was $7.67 billion I saw that Disney has already put into its bank accounts. Best year ever.
They're not taking the rest of the year off. As a matter of fact, they have one of the biggest movies of the year yet to come with the new Star Wars, or the last Star Wars movie coming in December, and a little movie called Maleficent in between that, and who knows what else. But, yeah, and by the way, Lion King just passed $1 billion in worldwide box office in 19 days. Thank you very much.
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it? Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. My daughter's dying to see it, but we shipped her off to band camp. But we will see that, Ron, because she is a Lion King fan, to say the least.
Yeah, you should. It's fantastic. I call it the best movie of the year so far. But I saw another one that I loved. If you're a Quentin Tarantino fan, last week's number two movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, loved this movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, Bruce Dern, the list goes on and on of all-stars. But set in 1969 in California, and this DiCaprio plays this actor who's kind of having a little career crisis, and Brad Pitt plays his stuntman double, albeit his driver as well, because Leo lost his license. Anyway, just a lot of interesting dynamics going on in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
People are saying that Brad Pitt, this could be his big golden moment. You know, this could be his opportunity to shine and maybe get an Oscar nod.
Well, you know what? He's kind of, that's a good question. Is he a supporting role? That's kind of what his character is in the movie. But hand the nomination to DiCaprio for sure. He's fantastic in this movie. Probably Al Pacino is another one as a best supporting actor. So lot going on, lot to like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But, Steve, the new number one movie this weekend will be Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Huh?
It's the spinoff of Fast and Furious with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham, those two characters from the whole series here, and especially lately where those two guys have had a lot of chemistry from the other Fast and Furious movies. Anyway, they're going to go off and take on bad guy Idris Elba, who's a cyber genetically enhanced bad guy, and they're all chasing some biological global virus thing. And listen, it's just an excuse to spend $200 million on all the cool special effects and stunts that money can buy.
Well, I like that. All the money spent in good places to make me go, ooh, whoa. Exactly.
Surprised me to get a 72 score on Rotten Tomatoes out of 100. So even the critics are saying, look, everybody knows what this is. It's a popcorn picture. Zoom and boom. Over the top. Ridiculous. All the tropes they use for these kind of movies say, hey, it really doesn't take itself seriously, so neither should you.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine. Popcorn movies are good. I like popcorn. It makes me happy, Ron.
Exactly.
What else we got?
Well, we're holding over movies like Spider-Man, Toy Story, Crawl still in the top five. Yesterday, that sleeper summer movie with the Beatles music. Aladdin, Stuber still hanging around. Indie film series kicks off at both Grand Rapids Woodland and Lansing Celebration Cinema. The Getty Drive-In. Yeah, we're already down to our last few weeks of the summer and all kinds of cool stuff alternative-wise, including Doctor Who next week and an I Love Lucy colorized version of episodes. All that information at CelebrationCinema.com.
Excellent. And if you want to get tickets, the easiest thing for them to do, Ron?
Oh, download that Celebration Cinema app. I like it. It's on my phone. It works even better than the website. Do that today.
That's very good advice. And where will we find you, Ron Van Timmeren?
See you in the movies.
There he goes, boys and girls. He's out the door. There he goes, running. And you might as well go see a movie because you're not going to Woodstock 50. You're not going to Woodstock. I hate to break the news to you, but Woodstock 50, a three-day event scheduled to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the era-defining music festival, canceled. You know why? Lawyers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Esquire Bob, if you're listening, no Woodstock because of your team, all right? Anyhow, we are saddened that a series of unforeseen setbacks has made it impossible to put on the festival we imagine, said Michael Lang, one of the key organizers behind the original festival and its revival. Lang encouraged artists and agents who he claimed have been fully paid to donate 10% of their fees to Headcount, a nonprofit that registers voters at concerts, or causes of their choice in the spirit of peace, there it goes. The announcement comes after reports of A-list headliners, including pop star Miley Cyrus, hip-hop mogul Jay-Z, had dropped out of the event. It was originally slated to happen August 16, 17, 18. It's not going to happen now, that's for sure. All right. Drop me a line if you'd like. SteveGruber.com, the place to go for that. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't miss a bit of it. It's all there for you. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, still to come, Peter Langley will be here from the Associated Petroleum Industries of Michigan, talking about energy and the elections. And line five, of course. Don't miss any of it. Straight ahead.